Wisconsin is asking federal lawmakers for more control. Governor Walker on Tuesday addressed a letter to President-elect Donald Trump asking for more flexibility in administering federal programs. For instance, Walker wants to drug test people who apply for food share benefits and control the number of certain refugees allowed to settle in the state. Walker says the changes would help the citizens of Wisconsin. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, the idea of giving states more power isn't a new idea, but it seems to be gaining momentum in Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty has been encouraging the state to consider how many rules the federal government attaches to its programs. Rick Essenberg is president of the conservative think tank. He says he favors competitive federalism, taking some control over programs and rulemaking authority away from the federal government and putting it in the hands of states.
It's not simply a matter of states' rights. It's a matter of recognizing that our Constitution reserved certain authority to the national government and certain authority to the state government.
Essenberg says over the years, the balance of power has shifted, making states the junior partners of the national government. He says it taxes state residents, but when it gives the money back in the form of programs, it often attaches strings.
So if you want federal highway funds, you have to raise your drinking age to 21. There are all sorts of things that you must do in exchange for receiving these funds.
Essenberg also mentions education.
The discipline of students or the processing of sexual assault claims on campus or the treatment of transgender students. Now, the issue here is not simply whether or not we like what the federal government has decreed. The issue is that it's the federal government that has decreed it.
Essenberg says states are supposed to be the laboratories of democracy and that what works in California may not work in Wisconsin or New York. Mordecai Lee is a political science professor at UW-Milwaukee.
When we call states the laboratories of democracy, I'm guessing that the next 4 years are going to be a laboratory for conservative democracy.
Lee says if you're a conservative, you likely believe the federal government has been overreaching for years and adding capricious rules and regulations. But some people might have a different perspective.
If you're, let's say, in the field of social welfare, or if you care about hunger, let's say, then you want to be sure that federal money that flows to states get spent exactly for the purposes intended, and that whatever party may be in power in a certain state government would not be able to exclude, let's say, certain people from accessing the benefits of a program.
Lee says he expects the next 4 years to be an experiment in how states and people fare with less regulation. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.